The Bible offers some insight into a case involving a baseball that was resolved today.
Two women dwell in the same house. Both give birth. One infant dies in the night. One woman places the dead baby in the bed where the other sleeps and takes the living baby for her own. They appear before King Solomon. Each claims the child is theirs. What's a king to do?
Well, exactly what San Francisco Judge Kevin McCarthy did today, split the disputed property in half.
The court therefore declares that both plaintiff and defendant have an equal and undivided interest in the ball.
In Solomon's case, the threat to subdivide the baby reveals the rightful mother, because she would rather give up her claim to the child than see him slaughtered.
But the claimants to Barry Bonds' record-setting number 73 home run ball will merely get the proceeds from the sale of the treasured item. In October 2001, Alex Popoff gloved the ball, but Patrick Hayashi ended up with it.
Judge McCarthy pondered the legalities for a month before announcing his ruling today, which required some rather tangled explanations.
Prior to the time the ball was hit, it was possessed and owned by Major League Baseball. At the time it was hit, it became intentionally abandoned property. The first person who came in possession of the ball became its new owner. The parties fundamentally disagree about the definition of possession.
The Barry Bonds ball is estimated to be worth $1 million. The entertainment value of this case? Priceless.